Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
So last day on!
Yay!
Well done, boys. Really proud of you.
What an effort, innit?
It's been monumental. There's a good word for you.
Monumental.
I'm very proud of the three of you. You've been unbelievable. Warriors.
Remember? How quick that's all went in.
And then he's caught that ladder yesterday. That picture.
The ladder with crab in it. He makes me
feel. Mate, we need to put a warning. Last day went in that dressing room. The jet's gone, mate.
The jet's gone?
The radiator's off the wall.
He'll come back for the final, won't he?
Somebody had asked me why do they call
him a jet. He's carrying,
isn't he? I don't even know why they call him a jet. Do you know why they call him a jet?
Sure, he's got to be able to tell us better.
I'm just presuming it's fucking JJ and the jet playing the wee cartoon. No.
Sure. I don't know. What a way to dampen the mood to buy my chairs.
Jets had a good turn there now, ain't he?
Oh, mate, he's been unbelievable in that dressing room, ain't he?
Roasting, ain't he?
Although he's been handcuffed, he's gave so much in that dressing room, ain't he?
He's missing wee Billy, it's time to let him go.
Nah, it was time to put him back in the wild, don't
I? He didn't want to leave, but didn't know
put him back in the sink.
He does know what to leave. Well, he obviously does, because he's away. When they check the CCTV. Why would you let him
Jet for your trackie or not, went missing about 3 months ago. Jet's running about in a Forbes trackie.
Imagine that. The Forbes is here. Tight as fuck. Oh, amazing. We need a last offer.
Sad, innit?
They've put on a different offer for the final.
Have they?
So you ready for
it's
it?
It's another great one, by the way.
That is another great one.
Do you date in the final, Rosner?
I think they could fall short just at the final.
I think they're making a appeal back
here. Something in the final,
innit? Aye. I think they might do it.
I think they just set out to get to the final, didn't they, at the start? So.
Aye.
Well, their ambitions was the semi. They went one further, so good on them.
Or was their ambitions to
get a semi? Aye.
They liked the semi, didn't they?
Aye, they loved the
semi. Same part every time.
Same part for last year, innit?
So if you bet £10 on the final, you get £30 in free bets, plus another £5 free bet for every goal scored.
Wow.
So there you go. I think it'll be a...
Unbelievable.
I think it'll be a 0-0, so it's a waste of fucking time.
There's no daft, are they?
It's a 0-0 or a 1-0 set piece, innit?
Definitely.
I think so.
Right, final podcast. Have you got a song for us now?
I'm trying to think of something final, but...
Nice to wear your shower mat. What was that, a bath mat? What the fuck is that?
Do you know what I thought that looked like?
That's a rag, mate, isn't
it? I thought it was like James Bond, even James Bond, just like with his slacks on.
Slacks?
I mean? He slacks when he's what about the beach after he's out with his pants.
But aye, but they're linen.
Do you know what I mean?
The linen trousers he's talking about.
And what, wait, where's it? Is that got, still got, that's still not got a tag on it.
Nah, Reese, bro.
Is it Reese, bro?
Reese.
Check that tag, Andy, see what it is.
Do you know, actually, I think his clobber's been different class this month.
It's been good, innit? Zara.
Zara.
Likes a Zara number.
Zara boys.
Whoa.
By the way, lads, seriously, what about me sorting his off with a bird up the balcony that night?
Who's that, Susie?
The Maz pals.
Oh,
lads, seriously.
Different class.
Me and one of the pals had a proper connection, innit? Mm-hmm. Want to give us her name?
Jane.
She's nice, man.
No, see, it's Ives like, by the way, I like her, and everybody erupted, didn't they? All the women were like, yes.
I've heard a rumour that Susie's making an appearance on the stage for the final.
100%.
Think so?
100%. She's coming
she
on the stage.
She deserves it, doesn't she? What
she's been brilliant, man.
She had a great semi. Did she?
You don't even got to elaborate on that anymore.
She was fantastic, the semi, though, wasn't she? No, she actually was. What a performance.
She's very pretty, Susie, yeah.
Cheers,
definitely
aye.
The prettiest of the Slane family.
I swear, I'm going to bring my baby pictures in here. I used to be unbelievable.
She showed me them up there, you were terrible.
No, it's a big kid. Uh-huh. It's frightening. Like, see how like lots of people used to talk about Michael. See how like, when you get like a win that everybody's like, wow, you're unbelievable. That was me, matey. Then my skin get fucked.
puberty's killed you, innit?
Fucked it.
What age did the skin come?
Still get puberty now, man.
What age did the spots come?
About 13, 14.
Eight.
13, 14,
imagine.
Bro.
I'll bring my baby. Nursing spots before nursery.
I'll bring my baby pics in, honestly.
So wait, do you remember the first time you thought, what the fuck are these on my...
I was second, I remember it was connecting onto my bird. See when you first seen a thong? It's cool, do you remember that? That was unreal when it said to him, and she was like, ah, how have you got so many spots, the bird said. I was like, oh, fuck, and that was me, bro. For the
I had loads of spots in school, do you know?
Yes, yeah, I did as well.
I had funnels.
Brutal, wasn't it? how relieved are you when you got to remember that? You've not even got spots, you stupid bastard.
Do you like my tash? You haven't seen my tash?
I know, I was looking at that there on
Boris
the side.
Boris Becker, that is very Boris so. Becker.
I'm going to just keep growing it and growing it. So the next podcast we do for the start of the season, the review of the season, no, not review. It's the opening
preview.
Show. Preview. I'm going to just, from now to then, I'm going to grow it.
It does suit you.
Thanks, bro.
I can't actually see anything. What are you talking about?
It's because it's ginger.
Is anyone starting that?
There is, aye.
Oh, so look at him on the side.
I know, but his beard's the same length as well.
No, I shaved the beard.
Is it?
No, look at the side.
I think you see the whiskers
at the...
the
whiskers.
The whiskers at the side.
I think you suit the beard.
Nah.
Terrible. It's been crazy how much attention he's got for girls over this tournament. Up there, he's mobbed up there.
But do you know how, you did say, didn't you, like towards the end of the podcast, like last season, you plateaued a wee bit because you're just born for this, ain't you?
Nah, man. That's what I keep saying. See, if I could actually sing, I'd be the greatest live performer.
Showman of all time.
Wouldn't I?
Aye, you would, aye.
If you had that one talent, I'd take it different.
Yeah.
100%.
Do you not find it strange that he disappears up that balcony for about 10 minutes and comes back with a radiator, burns all his ass? Where are you waiting?
I'll be fucking glad to see the back of that balcony.
he's done, isn't he? He's done.
You've had enough.
Have you had enough, Kev? Have you had enough?
No, I must admit, this has been a whirlwind. What is it, 3 weeks, 4 weeks?
Jimmy White.
Jimmy White, yeah.
It's an experience. I was dreading the summer of 2021 because I was turning 40. But I tell you what, this is more than made up for it. It's been amazing. The crowds have been like, yeah, come here every night and come and watch us. Like, I'm not saying we're a big deal, but this summer we have been a big deal. And it's been fucking brilliant.
Oh, mate, it's been the best, innit?
Uh-huh.
Getting a free pass every night. You come here, talk shit, party and get drunk. And the missus not even give you a bad look.
To be fair, since she's came back fishing in Arsh, you've been a different guy. You've been a different guy. He's been a different guy, mate.
I know.
There was a stage where she was away and he was the best guy in the world.
She says to get the handcuffs off of Jet and get them back to her. She goes, she's got to handcuff me back to the radio in the house.
I said, he's sitting watching that game. One time he's like, I can see what he's like, because he's meant to be taking me up the road. He's like, when you want to go? I'm going to. Fuck, I'm going to go.
Nah, Lynn's always good with me.
I feel for you.
You look at those 22 shows in 1 month. It must have been about, what, 18 sellouts, easy?
Do you think that's some sort of record, that? Do you think MD's ever done that in a row? In a month?
Mercury was the last, wasn't it? Freddie Mercury.
Because we were worried about a couple of games. There was a couple of games midweeks on Tuesday nights. It was like...
Chinesia v Bolivia, man. You're trying to put on a live show.
I know.
I feel so sorry for the fans that turned up for the first show. Fuck me, man.
Aye. To see Midge Gardine's arse in the first night.
Well, that's what I was going to say. What's been your highlights over the past 22 shows? We'll start with Andy. Highlights.
Honestly, right, and I know this doesn't look great for people that are watching, but the changing room, mate, before the shows, unbelievable.
Amazing,
just
mate.
Getting up for it, bit of banter. But on the shows, the Scotland games were unbelievable, mate.
Yeah.
Unreal. I'll look back at the Scotland games in here for the next 10 years and think, how good was that?
I know.
Incredible, man. When Callum McGregor scored against Croatia, this place was rocking. Yeah. But the England game was sensational, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was so good. Slaney?
I think it's just us all together for a month. How close have we all got in it?
That dressing room for a week was some of the chatting it was.
Mate, it's weird though, isn't it? Because it genuinely is like a football team in your games at night. Because you all get yourself all up for it, you're all talking to each other and then you come out here. But the worst thing is, in football, obviously, you want your teammate to do well. Genuinely, when I'm out on that stage, I'm desperate for when you tell a story to go down terrible. As soon as you do it, there's where I'm right in.
You're right in.
Right in.
What the fuck was that?
It's shocking. And what a feeling when nobody laughs at your story, innit?
Oh, my God.
Kev, highlights?
The chicken wings, mate. Fucking brilliant for that. Nah, the England game.
Was it the last game I sat and watched you eat them?
Aye, 10 chicken wings, Louisiana hot, fucking dripping everywhere. Beautiful.
Never even gave the Jet one wing, did you?
Mate.
I would agree with Andy
on the England game, because I sat down there with Lynn and a few of my pals, and it was an amazing experience, because Scotland played really well. Crowd were up for it, singing right till after the show had finished, and then obviously a major highlight was Andy falling over the stage.
Yeah, that was good.
Because I genuinely thought that was preempted. I thought he was supposed to do that.
I've got two highlights and they both look the same. I don't know what one I'll forget. Either Midge having his arse suit on that stage or Gary Holt's face when he was looking at that Windy on the bus.
I genuinely thought his career's done when he went on that bus.
What a hero.
What a sport.
What a hero, man.
You were gone, but mate.
He bought into the bus driver well, didn't he?
What a guy.
But we need to say this, I don't think it's been put out, but his touch off the top of that bus is one of the worst touches.
Has that not been released?
See, to be fair.
Because if it does, he'll be released.
That's one of his better ones.
One of his better touches, aye. Big photo,
man.
A
great guy.
What a guy, man.
What some stories,
eh? No, I had the grief of when McGregor's goal went in. Looking down on here, it was like me and you ran down on the stage, didn't we, at half-time? Nearly got the place shut down.
What a feeling, mate.
Atmospheres. The singing's the best, eh? I could just go out there and sing for 45 minutes.
I think, if you're putting on a show, right, people obviously, they're wanting to hear a couple of stories in that, but they just want an atmosphere, mate. Yeah, and that's how we generate the atmosphere for the first sort of 5-10 minutes of your show. And nine times out of ten, they just ran away a bit and sang for 5 minutes after we stopped, you know what I mean?
It's always good when we are behind the big sign there on Saigon's out first. And then he obviously introduces... See the other night when he went, hey, we're going to sing Denmark!
Mentality was unbelievable.
Went again, didn't I?
It was superb.
What about down points? Derek Ferguson's performance has got to be up there. Can you make two of them?
Derek was so good the first night he came on.
Because he never had a drink.
See, when you look back, you'll be like, what a hero. Like, yeah.
For doing that.
And then he walked up right after the show and we were all, he's doing his lap, great show, lads.
Why was it?
Even after that terrible performance, he still participates, he's a trophy every night.
He turns up just for that.
Why did he come up and lose his trackie? I thought that was horrendous.
Under armour.
So he did, he wore an under armour trackie.
Who's been the standout guest? Big Charlie was outstanding.
Charlie.
Cal's legend.
But it just tells me how good you are, because you can see these guys fucking quivering backstage before it.
And then they come on and just don't speak, innit?
Uh-huh. Even Hutch must have said about two words last night.
Aye, literally. But to be fair, it's like you said, we know that we've done well if the guests don't need to speak, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's horrible, mate, we've only got one to go. It's just what a horrible thought, eh?
What?
One show to go.
Are you going to be alright?
Let's make it the best one. We're talking about highlights.
That will be the biggest show in Scotland soon in a long, long time.
Are you going to go up with a bang?
Absolutely. Got you in it last night.
On the show and then after?
After the show and then the next morning and all.
What about... atmosphere Denmark-England the other night was even brilliant, wasn't it?
Aye, when Denmark scored, man, the eruption in here was amazing, eh?
Yeah. It was.
Aye. Even when you were reading out the teams.
That was amazing. Just started
Brian Loudrop, Peter Michael, Tommy Gravison.
Andy Walker went down.
I stood up because I thought you were going to say Kay Walker. I stood up and Andy Walker, I just sat back down.
Who sliced another lip up?
Who sliced that? Andy Walker,
is he played for still?
Who sliced?
No.
I think he's played every. Has he played every minute, Declan Rice now?
Aye. Nearly, aye.
I think so, aye.
Are they going to do it, lads? 55 years, first major final?
No.
No? Italy?
Aye.
Aye.
I tell you what, Paul, I can't say I never called it at the start.
Get Italy in
a knockout.
See, what? See, the best thing you've done, you've already threw it out there. You actually named the Italian team before.
Team
you
did.
Because I thought I have a poppy saying that.
You don't even know the team.
I know.
I fancy Italy. I just think one-off games, just the art of defending, how passionate they are about keeping clean sheets. I'm going to go 1-0 Italy. See, the thing is for me, right? You've got to be impressed with the fact that England have only conceded one goal in the tourney. But what I say a bit bitter, because I'm generally not that bothered. But have they been great? Ukraine game aside, Denmark, to be fair, they dominated the game. But I
It's not like they were battering them, is it?
The Ukraine game aside, I don't think Ukraine were particularly great. I don't think they covered themselves in any glory. But England, they've got great individual players. But it showed you all night against Denmark that when they are under a wee bit of pressure, they do look very ordinary. And I think that'll suit Italy. I think Italy, like you say, I think they'll defend. And the more that England get frustrated, there will be that opportunity. Because look at the madman at the back, Pickford, man. He was a nervous wreck the other night.
Should save the goal, shouldn't he?
But did you see the replay in the Denmark's free kick routine?
Aye, they moved it.
So England's wall was here, Denmark's wall was there, and obviously Pickford was standing in the middle. And when the first boy ran over it, the Denmark wall ran into that wall and like completely blocked his line of sight. So it actually was a good free kick. I was the same as you though when I seen it. I was like, because nine times out of ten you get caught up in the atmosphere, so you don't notice. Like,
I think I was getting off my pal when they go with
it. See, generally, though, si, I would never say that any nations look brilliant.
Nah, it's been poor.
See, Italy looked like the sort of the star team of the tournament, but then against Austria, they weren't great. Spain were probably deserved to go through.
How's it went? We're
so tactical now, fit
man. Isn't it?
How's it went? The atmosphere run different countries. Has it been good?
How the fuck are we met?
Not been there.
The fuck are we met? No.
Good question, Paul.
Fuck me, man. I'm having a disaster, ain't I?
What do you think we did? Go home and what, Google atmosphere?
No. It's only you that flies to Amsterdam.
I thought you were doing back to watch on the games, no? Oh, lads, honestly. Surely we've got to meet up still.
What, every day?
Three days a week now.
Mate, he's got a spare room in his flat. Why don't you just move in?
Mate, it's just the fact you wake up. It's genuinely like a stag doing it. A holiday. Wake up with each other, you're all got the fear. Then you're back at it at night again. Boys, man.
Could part of your man moved in next time as well?
And
what street that is? You need to be on that street.
I know. You were putting your head in his window, but you know.
What was he doing when you popped your head in?
No comment.
No, I just say, what was he doing?
By the way, you know, like, when you were going all that, like, the amount of media pressure you've had, Matt, how are England team going to be feeling right now?
Seriously. I have not missed that. I'll tell you right now, if I'm Mancini, and if you're sitting listening, sit and tell your boys, leave England on the ball.
Leave who on it?
England.
What player back in particular?
Just let them pop it a bit, because I think if you go and press them, they'll be able to get in. It'll be easier for them to get in. I think if you allow them to have the ball, I don't think they're clever enough to break you down.
Do you not think Ukraine are starting against them? Though?
No, Ukraine didn't. They are just hopeless.
I think Spain showed that even though when Italy sat in, they were able to pop it about,
you
one, two, three calls or not.
You up to last night?
Even the idea.
Take that bonnet.
Chicken bone. I actually got a chicken bone and stuff.
So I think Italy have got the players right. Like, Raheem Sterling's been unbelievable, and I think that he could be the difference because he's so quick, Simon, that even when you sit in, he's still got the pace to get past the big guys. He just gets his body in front and does make it difficult. I know the other night we're going to obviously talk about the penalty and stuff like that, but it's the quality to get into that position to allow that situation to happen. I think if Italy sit in, I think Sterling... I would love England to like put no. I don't love England to do, but I think if they went with like Sancho, Sterling, Foden, I think they would have more chance of creating chances against Italy than having like Rice, Phillips, and Mount. Mount for me's been quiet.
Yeah. What would do you think Maguire will be saying before he goes out?
Oh right, lads.
Right, was it a penalty? Oh. You've got a good take on this, Andrew.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So I think to the naked eye, Simon, in replay it doesn't look like a penalty.
I'd love to see you naked.
I think so. You
only go too naked too quick before
you get naked in that dressing,
but quick and he runs in the toilet, innit? It's a wee tease, isn't it, man?
Funny. So as usual, he's you've always first
as you take your boxers off.
The towel, did you get your boxers off? The put them back on the towel rack, didn't you? But he's always in first. Ball. He's what always in first, and he's sitting there. As soon as we come in, he puts his clothes back.
Don't start that rumour, much.
That settles the jet, though, doesn't it? That camps him right down when he sees you do that.
Do you know what's been an achievement as well? The towel and the shower in the changing room needs a special mention, because he's dried his cell every night with that same towel.
Has he?
For 20 days. No, it's amazing.
Did he bring a fresh one?
I never understood that, why people keep on changing towels. You wash, you dry yourself with the fucking clean water that you've just washed yourself with. You put it on the heater and then it's dry for the next day. You're not washing the sweat after the towel. Do you know what I mean?
Aye, but why do you lock the door when you're taking a shower?
Because I left it, he's done last time.
No, but it was locked that
noises.
Time.
Oh, yeah, you finger stuck.
I know, the shower head's always lying on the floor. What have you been
doing? Looking at the replay, I don't think it's a penalty, it's soft, but what I was saying to you, like, you know, in a game, if you're running as fast as you can, which for us isn't that fucking fast, but if you're running at a high speed, any type of nudge, any type of contact can bring you down. So I generally feel as if the only person that will know if it's a penalty or no is Raheem Sterling.
Raheem.
But watching the replay, My first thoughts, it's not a penalty. Really, looks soft. But I, again, I've said it 100 times over, man. I just can't stand VAR. Like, I really, really, really don't want it to continue in football. Because see VAR right and gone, and it only gets overturned. What is it they say if it's a clear...
Clear and obvious. You
know, clear and obvious area. Is it a penalty? Is it not? Yeah. That's it. What do you mean, is it clear and obvious?
He's getting angry, isn't he?
Well, that's VAR, but
I hate VAR. Did you find, Andy, with VAR, that the guys that are making that decision, aren't they of a football mind, that they haven't been in that position?
Like Bobby Madden.
Aye, exactly. So, like, if there's four ex-footballers sitting in that room and they watch it, I would think they would all say, nah, that's not a penalty.
Imagine us four in that
Whereas
room.
It's four, a few extra referees, and they're just giving the same opinion as the referees on the park. So for me, that's why VAR fails. It's not because of... I think it's just because of the people watching the video in the room.
Right, if they do win it, we're going to hear the end it now.
No. Not for a long, long time.
Imagine O'Hara, the slug, meatball head.
I can't believe how arrogant a commentator is. I mean, I can't take it in.
Who in particular? Andy. Big Ferdinand. That's the first time I've seen Big Ferdinand really like it.
Aye.
Semi-final, you were saying it doesn't matter who wins out of Spain and Italy, we'll beat them.
Aye.
That's a bit much, innit?
Andy Cassel's a worst, mate.
Andy Cassel.
Mate, he just keeps talking about football while you're trying to watch it.
The telly doesn't wind me up as much as the radio.
Who's on that?
Partners on the radio.
Talkspot.
Aye, right. Talkspot. Goldstein, was it?
He's a muppet.
Cundy and...
I know.
Adrian Durham?
Durham, aye.
Des Lynam's been bad for it as well, hasn't he?
Aye, he's
shocking. Venables.
By the way.
Venables is doing a podcast for his room, isn't he?
Any views, Bennett, no?
No, we need to get that highlighted, Venables.
By the way, it's just come in. The fans have voted. Kevin Kyle's just won.
Play the tournament?
Play the Euros. Hey, lads, speech.
Speech.
No.
Kev, you've won the player of the show. Come on, Kev. Actually, we'll sit down and let him stand up.
Right, go on, Kev.
The votes have come in, and you've won it, big man. I rightly deserved, didn't
it? Yes.
Somebody's been... battering the votes in for a Nokia 300, I think it's a jet.
Nokia 3310, Jet's got it on repeat. I'd like to obviously firstly thank my family. I'd like to thank the Jet.
Can you stand up with it? Just because people are watching.
Come on, people are watching, Kev.
It's the last show.
There's your mic.
There's your mic, yeah. It's the last show. And it's the last show.
Why don't you go and get him his trophy?
Will
no,
I get it?
No, we don't need the trophy.
Can we get the trophy
we
on this
the
now?
Trophy. No. I'd like to thank my family. I'd like to thank the Jet for his persistence to be attached to the radiator for 2-4 weeks. What's the word I'm looking for? It's some going, Andy.
Were you struggling to find the word for going?
No, I know going. It was some feet.
All right. Oh, you like his feet, didn't you?
Oh, what was that? His feet.
You love his feet.
I'd like to thank Paul Slane. It's the first time in 3 years he's turned his back to me and faced me like a man, like he is.
Yeah.
Oh, proud of that
like
moment.
This,
well done, Paul. So he's
Andy Haldy, for respecting the fact that, you know, we've had more differences.
Oh,
aye. I don't know. Yourself, Simon, for inviting me on the show, making me the man who I am today.
I like this.
Yeah.
So, and also to the fans. Without the fans, we're nothing.
Aye.
So,
football to the fans is nothing.
Football to fans is.
We need to something.
Gary for transport.
And obviously for Gary Holt, finally. Because if it wasn't for Gary, I certainly wouldn't get here every night. I wouldn't get him every night. So, Holty, thank you.
Is there a closing thing just to get the crowd to cheer?
You're
a bit flat,
isn't it? Yeah. It's a bit flat, but no.
Well done anyway.
Yeah, superb, Kevin.
Make sure we cut that bit out, Paul.
How much does Gary Holt's hair look like a tennis spaghetti?
That does, doesn't it?
I'm thinking more like a bill pad.
What a hero Gary Holt is, man. Aye. I could get him one every week.
What a legend.
What was that, Andy, didn't he?
Yeah, seriously.
Was he when
he was going to? How much did he hate him? He was like...
It's weird, that, isn't it?
Kept doing that, didn't he?
Unbelievable. When he got off the bus, he did a dive forward roll.
How much does he hate England by?
Oh, he was on it, wasn't he?
Mate, don't even get him started if you ask him about it.
That's weird, that, wasn't it?
When he got a commandment tattoo on his leg.
Skip doing that, didn't he?
This is my rifle, this is my gun.
What a hero.
He was walking in, army formation, wasn't he? With a big turning, like, 90-degree angle before he walked our way. What a guy. Who's your second player of the tournament side?
Second player.
Obviously behind Big Kev.
Second player. What, action player?
Who's the player? Who would you say is the one, the standout guy?
I think, mate, the best...
John Stones.
Oh,
I think the best player by... And I said the other day, Pogba. He's the only one that showed up, mate.
Only played four games.
It has to be Raheem Sterling for me.
No, do you know what? I'm getting it to Chiellini.
What a hero, mate.
What a hero.
Cracked Alba about a million times, you know.
You've got to go him.
Aye.
See all this tactics and that, right? I totally get tactics, massive in football, but see, just a defender. He's a top defender because he just loves defending.
Do you like that?
I'm
just defending. Wow, he's heard that.
Minutes you can play next to
him.
Yeah,
I'm Kyle Walker.
Aye.
Kyle Walker, aye.
He's good.
But Raheem Sterling, to be fair,
Andy Walker's boy has a great tournament.
If England win it, I think Raheem Sterling will more than likely get it. But Kyle Walker, man. He's been the best right back alongside what maybe Danny Alves for how many years now?
How fast
just consistently
is he?
Every year.
I would love to see him. He bought a Trent in there. Wow.
He's elite.
But his dad Andy's been going to every game.
I think that's what's helped him.
His uncle Tay Roy.
Who's that?
You know Roy Walker.
What was he?
It's a good guess, but it's not right.
He's keeping it up, ain't he?
Catchphrase. Right.
Right, score predictions.
1-0 Italy.
Wow. Chiesa.
His
dad was a good player.
I'm going to go...
No, he actually was. His dad was a Chiesa. Played with Parma, didn't he, Chiesa?
I'm going
to go Insigne. Insigne is nice, isn't he? Nice wee football player. Got Maradona tatted on his leg as well.
Has he?
Yep.
Wow.
Chiesa reminds me of like the old Nimba Christian Vieri.
I know I'm trying to do you, but I think Vieira was a big target man. Chiesa's
I know, but when he comes in, he looks like he's big and powerful.
You think they're Mobley?
No, fucking Mobley.
Christian Vieira was a
fucking Mobley.
Do you think Chiesa reminds you of Christian Vieira?
No, his goal the other night, he scored in the semi against Spain when he's cutting in, he's whipping it. It was very similar to how Vieira would do it on the left foot. Just try to get a
some man.
I need you to go further on this.
Aye, that's just...
Chiesa's played off a left.
Oh, Christian don't
Vieira
really.
Was nothing but an out-and-out target man centre forward.
Couldn't give a shit, to be honest. Let's move on to a bit more talking.
No, I think I've got a feeling England's going to nip it. Nick it.
I think England win 2 or 3.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Never been seen.
I think they might score, and I think Italy will need to come out, and then that'll just suit Italy.
Italy have only conceded 2 goals in 2 years.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm not buying it because.
What a man he is, man.
Just because you've had that run of games, like, things change.
Correct.
All the time.
Correct.
Like, it's football. It's not the same game every day. So,
wow, yes,
it's true though. Like, just because, like, Ukraine had this really thing of the part 4. So, just for me, I just think if England score early, it means that they need to come out a wee bit more. And I think if they come out a wee bit more, that's where England
pop
them
done.
Off.
Boys, what are you thinking?
1-0 Italy. You think England will just pip it, don't you?
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's Amore. Yeah. I love Amore. That's brilliant.
What are you saying?
Draw. Game 100% is a draw. It's either one in extra time or penalties, and I think Italy will win it on pens.
Do you? Mate, if it's the like pens here, wow, man.
I would like that.
That would top the tournament, wouldn't
it? I think it'll be a both fest.
The icing on the cake would be if it went to penalties and England lost penalties. That would be the Scotsman's dream, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
What a party we would have.
To be fair,
we've
supported 4 different teams this tournament, and I don't think they've won a game.
What's your favourite Italian restaurant?
Don Costanzo,
I
like that.
Love it.
Is she Sebi Daily Italian?
Yes.
It's amazing, I went there yesterday.
Pisano.
They need to start cutting the pizza for you.
I know, please, Pisano, cut it.
Please, mate, because
it's a half-arsed cut, innit?
It's no cut at all, mate.
But it's a teased cut, innit? You think that's cut? Then you got to tear it and it's fucking all over the place, man.
Oh, it's a shambles, man, and then you order them.
It's a nice pizza, but it turns into lasagna, and all, doesn't it? It just slides off the base, man, every
time. It's lovely, but they've got to sort that. Yeah.
You got a carrot, I need to give a shout out to Chilino's as well on the parade, East End. Old school.
Italian is.
Crab, the sea bass and prawn with rice is ridiculous.
Italy is what a country it is, innit?
What's your favourite Italian food, Paul?
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni pizza.
That was Andy's joke.
Oh, no.
Chips.
Pepperoni pizza, actually, is mine.
That was Paul Caddis. We used to go to DeCanio, obviously, used to take us to Italy every pre season. And it would always be like risotto or pasta and pesto. I loved it because I fucking love that sort of food. And me, Caz would be like, can I eat this? And he'd say, Kelly, obviously, and they're like, I just want chips. Oh, what a man.
You're always in your pre-season. See, if you ever got an away trip to Italy, you were buzzing for it. We used to go to Italy every year with Hearts.
We went to like Gardam at
Beauty.
Is that amazing, that?
Oh, so nice. Ruud van Nistelrooy was there. Decani was raging that we're all over at speaking to Ruud van Nistelrooy. Why I'm a much better player than you. Why you want to speak to him when you've got power to carry sitting here? Ruud was his missus, who was a darling as well.
Was he? What was
nice guy for. Proper nice guy.
Did you play tournaments out there?
Played against like fucking 11 of his mates.
Oh, was that a shambles?
Fuck it, yeah.
What about
But can we cards, mate? We'd do like a tour, we'd do a double session and he'd walk fucking tours for a garage to get sweeties in.
I think I've told that. See, every morning Kaz used to pick me up when I first signed.
Sweetie.
Used to stop the petrol station, just give me lots of sweets.
See,
every morning. And finish them before he got there. But it was relentless, mate.
I've told you a story when we first came. Me and Steph moved in with Kaz and his missus because they'd got a house before us. Didn't want to stay in the hotel anymore. We're playing our first game of the season, mate. Big game, obviously. So the night before, he's like, what are you getting for the night before? I was like, I'll get some pasta for the Italian. Me and her got pasta. Nah, I'm getting a Chinese. Him and his missus would sit and fucking get the biggest order of Chinese. He'd only nail half it, and I'd be thinking, why has he left half? And then you'd get up in the morning to come down for your pre-match, and he's sitting nailing the other half of the Chinese.
Oh, my
3 years before we're going to play the first game of the season.
He was a fit boy, though.
But then he'd go out and be the fittest player on the pitch and run up and down and run the show, man.
Sports scientists must hate him.
What a man.
Wow, man.
What were we on? Oh, by the way, another friend of the show's playing his first game tomorrow. So it's match day minus one for Big Charlie.
Oh, aye.
Is that your first game?
Charlie, aye.
First day in the United.
How's he been doing? Enjoy his game?
Struggling, I think he's been struggling big time.
Has he?
No, I'm kidding. I think he's enjoying it.
Has he?
Kelty Hearts, though, a potential banana skin.
Going places, Kelty Hearts, aren't they?
Yes, they are. We'll just say big game Saturday.
Big game Saturday, aye.
Looking forward to it.
So you said the other day when it comes to the clock, you ain't his mate?
Aye, we're not mates at all.
We'll hug it out after it.
Aye, of course. Have a wee kiss after that.
Because remember, we've got a show on Sunday, so it'd be nice to each other.
Just can't wait to see Robbie Nielsen stand on the side.
Are you going to give him that?
Fucking, he's gorgeous, man, isn't he?
Did you argue with the managers?
Nah. Opposition managers?
Aye.
Nah. Concentrate on your own team, innit?
I wish you'd say, I love that.
But again, Mancini's going to be like a million, isn't he, in the final.
Oh, mate, I hope he just hangs the thing over the shoulder.
Sure, just stands
I can't wait to see them celebrate a couple of days after with the trophy on their suits, isn't it?
In Rome.
Aye.
Going on the bus.
What a nation.
What kind of suits do you think they've got?
A Manny, innit?
Georgia.
No,
Manny.
Forbes, innit?
Oh, that's what that's Falls.
Slaters.
What's England got? Moss Bros or some Moss Bros, innit? Dorothy Perkins. Umbro.
Aldo.
Aldo. Burton men on it. Anything else you want to talk about on the last podcast? What about a song to sing a suit?
You need to remember your decision first.
Who wants to date last day?
Kev deserves it.
You've been playing a tournament. Trying to address the camera while you're doing it, if you could, big man.
This round is the big one.
Oh.
10,000 to be won for the player with the highest score in round 15. And it's free to play with Grosvenor Sport.
See, these next two bits, can you make it proper lively?
Live it up. Let's
live it up. Come on, Kevin.
Know that you can get involved in a free-to-play game at home as well for a big chance to win.
Big money.
Money.
It's a simple yes or no game with a cash prize, each to be won. Start that a bit again. It's a simple yes-no game, and a cash prize will be won in each round, as well as an overall leaderboard of
10k.
Superb. Get yourself involved.
Well done,
Kev. No, there's a bit in the back.
Jesus God. Everyone who gets six or more right also gets a £10 free bet. Go to gsport.com/opengoal to play.
Kevin Kyle.
See, to be fair, I've had a fucking shocker this morning. Right, so what song are we singing?
I think you should do a belly dance. For the last show.
We'll keep that for the stage on Sunday.
But you pick the song because you've had a great time.
What are we going to go?
Oh, here we go. Kenny Rogers, I said
that. Oh, he loves Kenny Rogers. You got to know when to hold him.
Know when to fold him. Know when to walk away. Know when to run. You got to count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time another counter.
When the deal.
Solo, let's hear it.
So when he finished speaking, he turned back for the window, crushed out a cigarette and faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. And in his final words, he found an ace that I can
keep. Oh, Dad, you got it all in hold. Yes, Kev.
When are we back again for a podcast? A couple of weeks?
A couple of weeks, lads. Oh,
a month half, I heard.
A couple of weeks, get your batteries recharged.
When's the league start?
Yeah.
3 weeks.
Two weeks. Is that the big league start as well?
Aye, when the real ball comes up.
Looking forward to it.
I'm not, man.
No, we've enjoyed the international chat, eh?
Everybody just takes a different view of series, mate.
When it goes back to normal stuff.
When you go back to the league and you see whatever, like, just don't take things so
I know, personal. We're here to hear a laugh, innit?
Just relax. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't.
Lads, what a tournament you've had. Yeah, absolute pleasure to share it with
you. Ah, it's been amazing.
Well done, boys. Different class. Well
done. Jake, will I ever speak again?
Thanks, sorry.
No.
Delete that group chat today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.